Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Vicki Christensen.
Good morning.
We're glad to have you here from Anita Library, and we want to talk about a variety of things. But, Vicki, let's start out with some activities that you're working on right now.
Okay. Well, yesterday we had the second and third graders in. The elementary school classes are coming down to the library to visit to find out about the summer library program. So we had them there for an hour visit.
And wow.
Did a program. Yes. We, you know, read a book and explained the summer library program. We're going to do book bucks this year. And so the kids will be able to read books and do different activities to earn money.
Okay. Earn book bucks. Talk a little more about book bucks.
The book bucks that they earn, they spend at the library store, which is open on Mondays and Saturdays in June.
And what kind of things? I hope they can buy books.
They can buy books. They sure can. Books and prizes and toys, just all decorations for their rooms, just all different kinds of things. This is preschool through fifth grade.
Okay. Is there a theme for this summer program?
Yes. Dream Big, Read.
Okay.
Is our theme. So we're doing a night sky. When we did, a couple of years ago, we did Make a Splash, Read, and you could honestly walk into the library and feel like you were in an aquarium. That's what my assistant did. So this year she wants us to walk into a planetarium. So we're in the process of transforming the library into a planetarium.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And I think the library is such a special place. It's great that kids get acquainted with it and feel comfortable coming in. I think if somebody hasn't been, you know, that's not been part of their life, go to a library, it can feel a little uncomfortable, just like any new experience. So get those kids feeling really comfortable.
Well, that's the goal when we bring them down.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so you're having all of those classes come in sometime
Next week it'll be kindergarten and first grade, and fourth and fifth graders will be in on two different days to have programs.
Okay.
I started out making moon pies for everybody. Well, that was a project. I made 48 moon pies.
Oh, my gosh.
My husband got upset with me because it took, it was midnight sessions for three or four nights.
And
my husband said, I think you could just buy the moon pies for them.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So we might have to do that for the rest of the classes.
I think, you got to set your priorities, and you have some other things that you need to do for your life as well as for the library.
Yes. I think he wants me to have a private life as well as a library.
Well, shucks. And talking about private life, how many books do you get to read? You have to keep up with things, right?
Oh, definitely. I suppose I read two books a week, possibly. I try to.
And you actually read them handheld?
No. I'm a very slow reader. I hate to say this, but I love reading, and I like to read slow, and so that doesn't work in my line of work because
now
I have to do reader advisory, so people want to know about this book and this author, so I read everything audio.
But isn't that great for people to know they have that opportunity? Because some people, as you say, read slowly and want to absorb every word. Some people have trouble seeing.
Yes.
And even I think if you get a bigger book that's large print, then they're kind of heavy.
They're too heavy.
Yes.
So audio is the way to go.
All right. I used to do that when I was driving, and then I found if you get really involved with it, that may not be
safe. I've missed a lot of exits that way.
Yes, exactly. But it's nice to know that you have those available. Now, if there's a book, an audiobook that you don't have, is there a way you can get that through a lending service?
Wilbur. We are subscribed to the Wilbur database online, and so that's audiobooks and ebooks, of course. So a lot of people like to take their e-reader everywhere they go, so they can check them out. My family, I was so excited for my birthday, they got me a Kindle Fire. And so I've been so busy, I haven't had it. But you can put audiobooks on your Kindle Fire. And so that's what I want to try doing, and I haven't had a chance to even experiment with it.
It takes time to learn how to do those things and get it done. But some quiet meal moment. Maybe you'll
maybe if I have a minute to myself.
Yes. So any other children's things that you want to mention at this point? You just, you've got that whole thing going on. Now, all the grades don't come in at one time, do they?
No, we had second and third graders yesterday. Next Thursday will be fourth and fifth graders. Friday will be kindergarten, first grade.
And when you carry out the program in the summer, are they also separated by age?
The programs that we do, the reading, we do read. I'm real excited about the Reading Buddies that we did last year. The Reading Buddies is every Wednesday when school lets out, 1 to 1:30, and the kids come and read out loud. And we have adults there to listen to them and teenagers to listen to them. And I didn't realize what an exciting experience that was going to be for me personally as a librarian to hear all of those people reading out loud in the library. The library was virtually singing with people reading out loud. It was
wonderful.
Fantastic. So we're doing that this year, too. And then, of course, the reading logs are just the child doing that on their own. So they can come into the library anytime with those.
And I'm sure you have suggested books for them at those various ages.
They know they have to read at their reading level. Uh-huh. And so if they have trouble, which area is their reading level, we, of course, help them with that.
Okay. I hope we have time to come back. I want to talk a little more about some things that you have in the library. But also want to talk about Friends of the Library. This is something that a lot of libraries have, a lot of them don't, and you're in that stage of hoping to start one.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing.
There isn't a lot to talk about because we're just in the baby stages. I'm trying to make a list of potential people to contact to have an organizational meeting.
What kinds of things would you like to have your Friends of the Library people do?
Support, advocate for the library, do some fundraising for the library so that I don't feel like it's all on my shoulders.
Uh-huh. So you don't expect them to come in and sweep and wash windows and...
Oh, no. We have... thankfully, we have cleaning ladies. I love my cleaning ladies.
And so. You already have some volunteers who come and help you with programs?
I rely on my tween group. I have the tweens and the teens, and they are the ones that come and help me do programs. I love my group, and they help with the programs, the kids' programs.
So you're not expecting your Friends at the Library participants to be doing something every week or every...
That's not their role, unless they want to, of course, be involved.
They can always volunteer more. But I think some people are afraid to join because they think, well, now that I'm committed to this, I'm just going to be loaded down. And in fact, depending on, how you organize and so on, I'm a member of the Atlantic one, and I don't do a whole lot.
And it's not necessary. There's different levels of participation.
Right.
Yes.
And it's so important, I think, to keep our libraries going that we have those kind of groups.
Yes. Yes, I feel the need, especially with my budget shrinking the way it is. It's just, we're on a fixed budget, and it doesn't buy as many books as it used to. Our expenses have gone up, and the budget stays the same. So I'm having to purchase less books and, that's really bad.
So. And all the kind of techie stuff because... You mentioned the...
We have
book
internet.
Readers and and so people can come to the library and use your computers.
Yes, we have 9 or 10 computers that the public can use. Yes,
and how do you help people who say, "Well, I'd like to use a computer, but I have no idea"? Is that something that takes your time, or could be done by a volunteer if they really would like to do that?
Sometimes there might be a volunteer there that can help them. Usually it's me and my assistant, Sammy Jo, that help them with their getting on the internet and helping them out a little bit. We don't have a lot of time to spend, obviously, but we do what we can to encourage people to learn to use the computer.
Okay. And I'm thinking, using the computer, you don't have to know everything the computer can do. When you go in, maybe it's just being able to correspond with somebody.
Exactly.
That's pretty easy.
Exactly. If they want to just open an email account, we help them with that. If they want to use the word processing part where they just type a letter and print it out, we help them with that, and we're glad to do that.
Okay. So you don't have to own a computer to be able to use a computer. And I think I think nearly every library probably now has some computers
for use. At least one.
So check out your library for that.
Yes.
And then we mentioned the audiobooks. I'm sure you do have large print books.
Oh, yes. Yes, a large collection of large print. We have the revolving collections that come from other libraries that augment our large print. Because that way, if our people have read all of our large print, then there's always a revolving account that comes in, 30 books or so that come in that they can check and make sure, you know.
And you have lovely artwork if they want to check that out.
Yes.
8 weeks at a time, you mentioned.
Yes.
So, hey, that's a great opportunity to fill that space on your wall. And if you don't like it, that's okay. You can just take it back.
Exactly.
And if you really do like it, you got to take it back anyhow.
Exactly.
So if you haven't visited the Anita Library, I really suggest a visit because it's a beautiful, you have a beautiful new part of the library. It just has some interesting history. Lots of things going on.
Oh, yes.
Call Vicki if you're interested in Friends of the Library.
That'd be great.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Vicki Christensen, librarian for the Anita Library, coming in today.
Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought. The secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, not to worry about the future, or not to anticipate troubles, but to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly.